are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, Ellie writes, Doctor, I'm always cold, even in the summer. I'm cold. I can't walk into a movie theater restaurant without needing a sweater. I'm 52 years old, and I feel people see me as I saw my great-grandmother. What could be going on? You know, I kind of run a little on the cold side. My husband would probably say frigid. But, the first thing a doctor will always say is, well, check your thyroid, right? We always check your thyroid. Do you guys notice that? Anytime I'm asked anything, basically on this show, cholesterol's high, tired, overweight, lack of sex drive, check your thyroid, check your thyroid. You know what? Check your thyroid. In fact, that's something doctors always do to cut the visit short, right? Okay? You know, somebody comes in, you think you finished the exam, you finished the visit, you spent 30 minutes with them, and then they're like, oh, but you know what, doc? I want to talk to you about this. And I go, you know what? Why don't we check your thyroid? After we know that, then we could spend time on the problem, because if your thyroid's off, that's got to be it, right? And by the way, if any of you guys are in the medical profession, that's the best thing to do. If you can't get out of the room because you need to flee because you're already in there for 30 minutes, all right, tell them you need the thyroid before you can even move forward. And I'm not saying that facetiously. It's true. I can't tell you how many people, they want to be put on estrogen. Men want testosterone. People having difficulty sleeping. People want Viagra. And I'm like, look, if you have low thyroid or if you have high thyroid, even for blood pressure issues, you know, let's figure out the whole thyroid issue. Let's just figure it out and then we can move on. And that's a great way. You know, sometimes I have to go to the bathroom. Sometimes I really have to pee. And I'm in a patient's room for 30 minutes, and I really have to pee. What do I say? Let's check your thyroid, and we'll rediscuss when I see you back in 2 weeks. That's great. And they're like, oh, good. Dolly is doing something. She's going to check my thyroid. I could say my goodbyes, and I could go run and pee. So it works. Now, okay, back to Ellie here. Now, okay, I get cold in movie theaters too. Here's the problem. Ellie, you need to figure this out. Okay. Let's say your thyroid is good. Okay. We're going to look at medically and then we're going to look at environmentally, because I know a lot of you are cold and some of you are because you live in the Northeast. Okay. I can understand why you're cold, but, what about always being cold in the summer? I notice I wear my sweater more in the summer than a lot of times in the winter. And it's because of the air conditioning and the blow of the air conditioning. All right. And that's something that I argue with my husband. He doesn't like stagnant air when he goes to sleep, so he puts the fan on. Yet me, I don't like the breeze of cold air. If it's a warm breeze, I like it. If it's a cold air breeze, I can't sleep. So let's go back to medical. If you're always feeling cold, and we call that cold intolerance, then most likely we're going to check your thyroid. Now, sometimes you could have some sort of vasculitic disorder. Now, these disorders are where your arteries and your capillaries and your arterioles may constrict, let's say. And it's because either it's shunting blood or they're inflamed or something's going screwy. And you know, if you have a weird condition with your blood vessels, such as, let's say, Raynaud's or something, because your fingers will turn blue or your fingers will turn white. And I'm not trying to dumb anything down. It's just, I don't want to start using the terms that bore us. Okay. I need to keep you all listening. But basically, many of you are going to feel cold because the blood vessels are constricted, right? Because the extremities are not as important as your main core. And so you may, even in a normal ambient temperature environment, you'll start to notice that your fingers turn blue, red, white, and blue. All right. So there could be a certain type of inflammatory disorder, vasculitic disorder, etc. Those types of things. Have your doctor check that out. Now, some of you, when you get cold, your fingers turn white and blue and you don't have any medical disorder. You're just doing that as a defense mechanism. And patients will come in and say, look, my hands are blue. And I'm like, they are. Yeah. Let's check your thyroid. No. But so if the hands are blue or the fingers are blue, you know, we like to check you for any autoimmune inflammatory vasculitic type disorders. Okay. Now, if a restaurant or movie theater, you know, has a fan, a lot of times too, I'll just ask to move. Oh, they hate that. See, I used to wait tables and I used to also host, be a hostess. I can't stand it when you seat somebody, you have everything all choreographed on which server is going to get the next table, and then the table says, excuse me, I feel a draft, can we please move? And you're like, oh crap, now John's going to get mad at me because I had to switch him out of this, you know. Anyway, but look, if you're under a draft, you're going to be cold, and that has nothing to do with you having a medical disorder. If your husband, you know, swears that he needs to have a breeze and he can't deal with stagnant air, just kick him out of the bedroom. Easy. Now, a trick of the trade that a lot of guys used when I was dating, in my dating ages, is they would purposely have the room cold, because then you'd want to cuddle. You know? Now, where it could backfire is if you go into their apartment. Now, I don't know, Ellie, if you're dating or not. Okay, but when I was dating, and, you know, in my hoochie mama days, you know, go to the apartment, and if it was cold, I'd be, like, wearing my sweater. When I'm cold, I would just kind of sit, you know, in a chair and kind of bundle up a little bit. Okay? You know, sometimes you want it kind of warm, so, you know, the lady takes off her sweater and relaxes, you know, sometimes when it's cold, you know. So this is what you need to do, gentlemen, if you're trying to do one of the oldest tricks in the book. Don't have the apartment freezing when she walks in if you want to do cuddle time. Have the apartment warm. Then, after she's comfortable, sweater's off, she's relaxed, then you could switch the temperature. Not that I am for any sort of deceit, but if she's one of those women that are waiting for you to make the first move, all right, and there's women out there, it's okay, right? Or this could work on another man, too. Then you can lower the heat or increase the air conditioning. Let's watch a movie. Okay, so now, you know, before the temperature changes, watch a movie, and they're like, oh, it's cold in here. You know what? Let's get a blanket. Should we get a blanket? Cuddle up under the blanket. That's easy. But a lot of you guys, I don't know who's instructing you. I don't know who's giving you pointers. You don't have the place freezing when you first walk in. All right? Okay. I know some women may look better in a T-shirt, but that's ridiculous. Okay? Do things right. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DAF-DALI.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Happy Holidays, Peter Kronstammel from Midas Resources. Today is December 28, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16,690. A 1 ounce gold Krugerrand can be purchased for $1,702.28, $881.14 for a half ounce, or $25.57 for a quarter ounce. $1,702.28, $851.14, and $425.57.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
What went wrong with that love? A love that was so strong. Yeah, I gotta get more bumper music because you guys are probably all sick of me, you know, hearing me sing to this stuff. All right, good music though. Anyway, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Even though we talk about non-medical stuff, if there's nothing really exciting in medical news, I think we got a couple little pieces of medical news. But for the most part, we talk about everything on the show, whether it's education, whether it's love, whether it's relationships, whether it's psychology, whether it's Obamacare, whether it's politics, or just, you know, my personal life issues. Because, you know, I need some therapy as well. All right, I mean, you guys are my therapy. My being able to speak to you all on the radio for 3 hours a day keeps me from needing to go to the medication, right? We got Scott working the dials. Big thanks to Scott, who's my in-studio therapist, my Genesis Communication Network. They get big hugs and kisses. And thanks to you all for tuning in. Thomas from Reno, Nevada. Ooh, I love Reno because I went to medical school there. Goes, Doc, I'm 62 years old and I'm going to propose to my girlfriend of 2 years. I can't do the get on one knee deal. What is a romantic way to propose without my looking like an old fart? Okay, stop. Come on, 62 is not old. I don't know if I could do the, you know, get on one knee deal. You know, there's a variety of ways you can do it. I mean, look, listen, okay, I don't know. Everybody thinks that when you propose, it has to be this elaborate type of, you know, affair because everybody's going to remember. You know, I mean, once the girl gets the ring, and again, I apologize if I'm ticking off any woman being, you know, being stereotypical, but I mean, from what I've learned, okay, you know, in my decades of experience, you get the ring, you're all excited about the ring, and you kind of forget what happens. You get a little amnesia of what happens a few minutes before, okay? So if you think she's going to be excited about getting the ring and getting to spend the rest of her life with you, I don't panic about the whole proposal thing, because if you start to panic about the proposal, you will mess it up, okay? My husband, you know, he was as smooth as he could be. I saw he was nervous, but, you know, my husband, okay, he hedges all bets. So he knew I was going to say yes before he even proposed, because I knew I had to make it very easy for my husband. Now, I love my husband to death, but he is not a gambling man. And he had tested me multiple times to the point where he even said, should I propose to you in the summer or should I propose to you around Valentine's? And I'm like, well, you know, we need to plan a wedding and, you know, you may want to propose to me sooner than later. So, I mean, I already knew, you know, that the proposal was going to happen sometime soon. I just didn't know exactly the time and date and how that was going to happen. Now, my husband did get down on one knee. Why do the men have to get down on one knee? I don't really know where the origin is, but my guess is the whole Rapunzel type thing. You know, Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair. You know, like the girl is up in the castle and the valiant knight and his steed are down below in the grassy pasture yelling so the whole kingdom could hear. And you're up there looking all beautiful in your dress and your long blonde hair, or in my case, you know, depending on what Clairol does, ash, dark blonde ash, number two. I'm standing there and, or, you know, you're there and, you know, they go, will you, Dahlia, you're the love of my life. Will you marry me? And of course the whole kingdom is there and you go, why, yes. And then everyone's like, oh, she's so beautiful. She's so lucky. And you, okay. So that's kind of like a little fantasy that's been playing out for centuries. And so men will get down on one knee, you know, to make the girl feel like, you know, she's probably a princess. That's my guess. I mean, if you all think there's, you know, another reason, okay. You know, I know some of you have some more sultry type of reasons, but I think, I don't think that belongs here on the show. But anyway, how my husband proposed to me is he rented a gondola. Am I pronouncing it gondola? Am I sounding Greek? Yeah, gondola. A gondola. This is in Newport Beach. And he made some chocolate covered strawberries because, you know, chocolate is kind of an aphrodisiac, right? And he knew I was going to get cold, right? Probably out there in the ocean or the lake. I don't even remember. I was so happy he proposed. I don't even remember much about the proposal. But I remember he was wearing his leather jacket, which I thought was kind of sexy. I remember he fed me some chocolate, so I was good to go. And then the gondola guy, you know, he was kind of smiling. And so I knew something was up. Then my husband gets out down on one knee. I don't know what he said. I don't know if he said, look, you know, we thought, you know, the bunny, the rabbit died. I guess I need to do my duty. No. Yeah, we didn't get pregnant until after we were married. But anyway, so he got down on one knee and I guess he asked, he said something lovely. I don't remember. I really don't remember, but I do remember him getting on one knee. I remember him opening up the box. I remember getting so excited that I almost smacked it out of the boat. I mean, because my hands were like waving. I don't know if you guys have ever seen me do the show live at an event, but basically my hands are like always going up and down. I'm like, ah. Okay. So anyway, so I got the ring, and then we did lots of kissy-kissy, and it was hard because you got the gondola guy there, you know, and he's kind of smiling, and I'm like, hey, gondola guy. I don't even remember his name. And then I wanted to go back to eating the strawberries, and that was it. So that's how he proposed. I mean, you know, there's a variety of ways. I have this website here, Marriage Proposals, 50 Romantic Ways to Propose. Come on, you guys, this isn't a girly show. No, this isn't a girly segment. Come on, this is cool. All right, look, hey, guys, you're going to have to give other guys advice on how to do this. And a lot of you guys know nothing about chicks. So you might as well learn from me, all right? And you don't have to tell anybody that you listen to this segment. But here are some ideas that I think are cool, okay? They say here that if, let's say, you are taking her to a show or you are taking her to a I don't know. See, we don't do operas or ballets, but in Vegas, there's places where you could go. They said you could actually tip the stage manager, let him know that you're there, you want to, propose to your girlfriend. Can they do something with a curtain call? That's kind of cool. Who's giving these suggestions? This isn't me. It's called The Knot. They say you could take out a full-page ad in a newspaper. You know your girlfriend reads daily. I read Playgirl. But my husband wouldn't do that. I'm joking. Arrange a surprise proposal with a street caricaturist. Oh, no. This is a bad idea. Have him sketch a picture of you two with the word bubbles. Will you marry me? Never. That's wrong. Okay, because here's the problem. The street caricaturist, those characters, they always emphasize the wrong features of your girlfriend. Last thing you want is him to draw a big bootied, big nose, fake blonde girl, right? Well, just hypothetically, let's say I would, not saying that would be me, and she'd be all upset and she won't even read the proposal part. They say you could pay divers at an aquarium to put on a proposal show inside their biggest fish tank. Give them a handwritten sign that says, "Will you marry me?" and hold it up to the glass. Now, the only thing you got to be careful of with that, all right, is you could make a lot of other men really ticked. If there's other men with their girlfriends looking at that aquarium, you do something like that, all right, even if you put her name on it. Now, all the other guys around you, right, are going to get mean stares from their girlfriends, and you just did all your brethren in. So you got to be careful with that one. They said you could send your girlfriend on a treasure hunt. Now, this to me is too girly. Start with a clue at home, then send her on a tour of your favorite spots all over town. When she gets to the last hint, the prize should be you on one knee. Again, don't want to do that with Thomas because Thomas may be in line for a knee replacement. Let's not make Thomas get on one knee. All right, you could go out dancing, ask the DJ to hand you the mic, and so then you could dedicate a song and propose on the dance floor. That's kind of cool, but you see, if it were me, I don't want my man to sing the song. Baby got back. All right, you could hire a skywriter. This has got to be for people with dough. Hire a skywriter to spell out your proposal for everyone around to see. If you're going to fly, sometimes you could get the flight attendant to give you the loudspeaker, and then you could propose. What was that jewelry? There's a jewelry ad. I don't know what it is, but I guess somebody proposes on the plane, and the flight attendant goes, "He used Jared Jewelers or whatever jewelers." Yeah, okay. I mean, let me see. Theaters, how they run ads. You know how you could pay a theater to run an ad? I was thinking about doing that. Have the Dr. Dolly show in the theater, while you're sitting there waiting for the ads, right? And I'm like, that would be cool. I don't know how much it costs. But you could do that, and then while you're sitting there with your lady, the problem is what if she gets up to go to the bathroom? Oh, the movie's going to start. I'm about to see The Hobbit. I need to go to the bathroom. Bye. And then she misses the ad. You got to be careful. Now, another thing you could do is gather a bunch of your friends and family for a party. Always a bad idea. And then I guess have everybody wear a t-shirt, say, "Will you marry me?" Again, be careful, because if she's already drunk at this party, she's going to go up to your best friend, Dirk, and go, "Okay, yeah." I got tons more marriage proposal ideas. If you want a little bit more private type of thing, which I think is better than the whole flash mob thing, it all depends on your lady, if she likes more private or not. I'll give you guys suggestions. But if you want, oh my gosh, write me, say Dr. Dahlia, and I will do the proposal on air. And you know me, I'll make it sound all girly if we have to. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. Will you marry me?
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Oh, I hope nobody heard my cough. Sorry, that was a little phlegmy, people. All right, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Hey, come on, this is the time of year. My kids have been snorting and you know, phlegming and, you know, doing all that all week. I knew I was going to start coming down with something, so I apologize. I thought sometimes the running music kind of dubs me, so I apologize if you heard some snorting of my snot. All right, but, you know, I my mom, when I was a little girl, she hated when I would suck it in. She always told me to blow my nose. And I hated her for doing that because I didn't want to blow my nose because the boogers would then mess up the makeup. Have any of you ever, you know, had your face fully makeup? Oh, I know I'm talking to a lot of men right now, but, you know, whenever you have a lot of makeup on, and then you blow your nose, it's wet. And I didn't want to do that. Not that I was allowed to wear makeup. I would kind of sneak it on there, but my mom would be like, blow your nose, blow your nose, blow your nose. And I would keep sucking it up, but she's right. You got to blow it out. If you don't blow that stuff out, then you get the crud in there. The problem is I have absolutely no hanky at all. I have like some old papers But that's going to be too rough, and then it's going to get kind of drippy. And I don't want to do that because I have a lot of electronics around me. So I apologize. You're going to be hearing that. All right. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook. When you are on Facebook, it's very easy to find me. You just type in the Dr. Dahlia Show. I understand many of you get Dr. Dre instead. Anytime I search myself, I notice Dr. Dre comes up. No, I'm not Dr. Dre. Dr. Dre is different. All right? It's Dr. Dahlia, D-A-L-I-A-H. You know, I know that's like a name of a James Bond, you know, girl, you know, Bond girl. Yeah, Dahlia. I should, you know, I don't know if Daniel Craig would do a scene with me. Problem is I would be just so hot that, I don't think he'd be able to concentrate on his lines. All right. Okay, let's talk about this man who was given a shot of alcohol and he lived. Doctors are going to alcohol. That's what Obamacare has led us to, people. All right, now we don't have to do fancy medical procedures. We just give people some neat alcohol and boom. But this is kind of cool. Ronald Aldum developed ventricular tachycardia. Now, ventricular tachycardia, or VTAC, is where the electrical pulse, rather than originating up in the atrium at the sinal atrial node, for some reason, the electrical impulse triggers a very fast heart rate that's originating from the ventricles. And a ventricular tachycardia could be extremely dangerous. Now, you don't want your electrical impulse going rogue, and you don't want other parts of the body generating the impulse. And you see, I didn't take enough physics. I think I had maybe a couple classes in college, and I think we really need more, because it is amazing how much physics, you know, runs the body. The electricity, the ohms, the amps. I'm sure you got a couple kelvins in there. So anyway, when you have ventricular tachycardia, you're not getting the slow pump that you need to fill up the heart. A ventricular tachycardia will be a very quick heart rate and not enough time to build up the cardiac output. So it's very easy for a person to succumb. I hate that word succumb, but we use that a lot. S-U-C-C-U-M-B. Succumb. Very easy to succumb to, to a rhythm like that and die. So what doctors decided to do, right? And I'm not going to blame Obamacare for this, because actually this is a good, this actually worked. This was kind of smart. Doctors gave a shot of neat alcohol or pure ethanol via a catheter through the blood vessel in the groin that connects to the heart. The man is 77 years old from Portishead, England. And what the ethanol did is kill the part of the heart muscle that was originating that rogue impulse and that rogue electrical beat. And it basically was a heart attack. It was a controlled type of heart attack. And because they were able to kill, or a word we use in medical terminology, ablate that part of the muscle, the heartbeat converted regularly, because then it was able to be distributed from the proper part of the heart, because you didn't have this part of the heart muscle decide to take on the impulse and take it over, right? You know, kind of like a bully. You know, you're sitting there doing your job, like you're beating the drum. All of a sudden, you got somebody south of you that decides, you know what, I'm going to take the beat over. We're going to do it like this. You know, and the guy up in the atrium is like, come on, you know, we're supposed to be going, but boom, 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 you know, but the other guy, you know, the rock and roll star, is doing this type of thing. So basically what they did is they killed this guy. So then the other guy could take over his job and do the beat. All right. Now, ablations happen all the time. We even use ablations when we have people with atrial fibrillation. Now, we talked about atrial fibrillation. Atrial fibrillation is where the electrical impulse is originating where it's supposed to be, but it's not rhythmic. And so what ends up happening with your atrial fibrillation is the muscle starts to fibrillate, And you don't even have a beat like ventricular tachycardia. It just goes boom, 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 boom. Heart starts to kind of flutter a little bit. It can't get a good pump. These people could die as well because they lose cardiac output, not to mention some blood settles because they're not getting pumped out. You could form a clot. It could go up to the brain, kill you. So we will ablate part of the tissue in the heart that is causing the rogue electrical impulse, allowing it to go back to the healthy tissue where it's supposed to. So pretty cool stuff. I mean, the guy's brilliant. Who was the doctor that gets credit? I believe the doctor who gets credit is Dr. Tom Johnson, a cardiologist at the Bristol Heart Institute. He said he wasn't going to leave the hospital unless something was done. There was no other option. Now, did they toast with the alcohol afterwards? I don't know. They aren't going into too much detail. But that's what happened there. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, in sad news, there's a man who died after eating 28 raw eggs in a row. I believe he was doing it for a bet. He's a Tunisian man, only 20 years old. He wagered a friend that he could eat 30 raw eggs in a row. Oh, my gosh, I'm getting nauseous just talking about this. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, he was able to get 28 eggs into him before he collapsed with severe stomach pains. He was rushed to a hospital and pronounced dead on arrival. Now, they're talking about food poisoning. Nah, nah, nah. That's too quick. Okay? You know, raw eggs contain salmonella. Now, you eating 28 raw eggs, yes, it could give you salmonella poisoning, but if he swallowed these eggs within a 10-15 minute period, to me, that's way too quick for the bacteria to latch on, start replicating and giving off toxin. So I'm a little confused as to why he died. I can't say it's salmonella poisoning because he died while eating them. You usually won't, could it have been an allergy? Could the body have just thought this was completely disgusting? Or did he have a weak heart and the stress of swallowing all these eggs caused him to go into a heart attack? Again, he's in Tunisia, so I don't know if we're going to be getting any information soon. But I'd like to hesitate on the whole salmonella theory with this one. You know, my boys finally saw Rocky. They're at the age now where I'm making them watch the classics. And I think Rocky's a classic. Not only because, it teaches you stamina and because, it was one of the very few, Sylvester Stallone movies where the acting was good. I'm a huge fan of Sylvester Stallone. I got to admit, you want to know what one of my favorite movies is of Sylvester Stallone? Oscar. Have you guys seen Oscar? Where it takes place in the 1920s where he's a gangster trying to go straight. And it's actually really cute. It's one of my favorites. But anyway, the kids never understood why somebody would run up the stairs, with their hands up or the dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. So they didn't really understand what that was. Well, we got to see Rocky because these current movies allegory or allude to old movies. And anyway, when they saw the egg drink, they're like, well, we need to do that because we want to be strong like Rocky. I'm like, oh, hell no. No, no, no. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hey, everybody. Dr. Dolly here. Now, listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of Nova Joint if you use my coupon code DOCDALI, DOCDALI. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DOCDALI 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills. Excalibur food dehydrators. Tatler reusable canning lids. Sun oven solar cookers. EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics. And don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter. All from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like the light on a timer, but fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook. Now, there is a drug that I believe is going to be on the market, I am hoping within the next couple years, that should stop the weight gain you get when you quit smoking. But they're only saying it's for women. All right? I don't understand why men can't use it either. So I'm reading this now from drug.com. Drugs.com. They say, taking a pill called naltrexone, or the brand name will be Revia, when they stop smoking could help women stop the weight gain or keep it at bay. Researchers analyzed two earlier studies that compared the quit rates and weight gain among heavy smokers who either received naltrexone. By the way, naltrexone we use to treat drug addiction. We use that, or we use it as an antagonist when some people come in with, drug overdose. And then they tested, people who only took placebo, nicotine, etc. And women who took naltrexone had higher quit rates at the end of 4 and 6 week treatments. But the kicker to this is they didn't gain as much. They gained significantly less weight 6 and 12 months later after they quit smoking. Now, this is one of these studies where the drug exists, but the FDA could take years to approve it for smoking cessation. Now, the naltrexone, whether it's a good medicine to help you quit smoking, I don't know if this study is identifying that to the degree that we need. But where the meat of this article is, and the study is people that used that, when they quit smoking, they didn't gain weight as much. They say 80% of people who quit smoking gain weight. Average weight is supposed to be about 5 to 10 pounds, but I need to tell you, most of my patients, they gain easily 20. All right. Now, they say the weight gain should be modest. Why would people gain at all? Well, remember, the nicotine is a stimulant and for many an appetite suppressant. And so you take that away, not to mention you're being told to put something else in your mouth when you crave, like hard candy. It's very easy to substitute food or chocolate or something else, and then you end up gaining even more weight. I can't tell you how many of my lady patients, they say, Dahlia, you don't have to offer me anything to quit smoking. I could quit smoking today. I'm like, well, then why the hell don't you? Well, they're like, I'll gain weight. I don't want to quit smoking. What do you think is keeping me slim? You know, and I'm like, can I get a drag? No, I don't smoke. But anyway, people have been using smoking for years to keep their weight down. When they get hungry, they'll reach for a smoke. And unfortunately, smoking causes cancer, causes premature aging, heart disease, stroke, a whole variety of things. So I would rather you guys gain a little bit of the weight, go to Weight Watchers, get a personal trainer. It's a much healthier way to go. So if this seems to hold true, that people that try or use naltrexone, right, and I'm not too sure what the side effects are with that. I mean, it's a heavy drug. I'd have to look into it. This is news to me. But, if it does allow people to quit smoking with at the same time not gaining as much weight, I say that could be a win-win. But again, it's interesting how we have these drugs used for something completely opposite. And, completely different. And, we've used naltrexone in the ER setting many times. And, then you find, well, people don't gain that much weight. You know, maybe we could use it, standardly, right, throughout, in a regular medical practice. So pretty cool stuff. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, many of you were extremely nervous, short of breath, were actually screaming when you heard that Olympians Michael Phelps and Ryan Lochte would urinate in the swimming pool. We found out about it, I think, before their last race. So you're looking at that pool, that glistening pool, and you're finding it's a little bit more green blue than it was, right? Okay. Well, scientists are now confirming that Michael Phelps and Ryan Lochte's admission that they urinated in the swimming pool is not a big deal. Whew. We could all breathe a sigh of relief. If any of you guys are at the public pool swimming around with Ryan Lochte or Michael Phelps, you do not have to worry about health risks, they say, from the pee. U.S. swimming star Phelps shockingly told the Wall Street Journal this summer during the London Olympics that, quote unquote, everyone pees in the pool. And he said this in defense of Lochte, who divulged that he engaged in this practice multiple times as well. It probably warms him up. Now, what do you do as a parent when you're trying to convince your kids to not pee in the pool? If your heroes, Michael Phelps and Lochte, pee in the pool, very difficult for you to convince your kids that that's not a cool thing to do when two of the coolest people on earth pee in the pool. Well, scientists are trying to say, look, you don't have to worry about it because you got chlorine. All right? A lot of swimmers are in the water for 2 hours, Michael Phelps says. We don't really get out to pee. Chlorine kills the pee, so it's not bad. Now, yes, urine is sterile, but that doesn't mean you want it in your mouth. And I see these swimmers when they have the camera right underneath them. I mean, they get water in their mouth and the water goes out their nose and I don't know what they do. Well, the air goes out their nose, but I'm sure water gets in there. Phelps, 27, was only pressed on the subject. He didn't want to willingly admit this big secret, but Lochte had told Ryan Seacrest, yeah, you know? So anyway, Ryan Lochte said, of course, I think there's just something about getting into chlorine water that you just automatically go. I didn't pee in the pool during the races, but I sure did in warm up. Now, some of the Olympic stars really didn't care about this being divulged. Do I think pee in the pool? I mean, here's my problem, okay? Remember, I'm a doctor, so I know a lot about urethras. And I know a lot about various people's urethras. And some of these people may have also a rip-roaring case of gonorrhea, right? And I really wouldn't want the urine as it passes from the kidney into the ureter, into the bladder, out the urethra, to grab some globs of gonorrhea with it, and then it goes into my kid's mouth. Now, have we ever heard of anybody getting sick from a public pool, coming down with AIDS, coming down with disseminated gonorrhea, coming down with herpes? We believe no. Are there cases of people getting weird illnesses and parents can't figure out why? Yeah. Could it be related to the pool? I don't know. I mean, there is chlorine, and usually chlorine does kill things, right? But, you know, personally, I hate the idea of everybody saying, well, the urine is sterile. It has to pass through the penis. It has to pass through the vagina. And when it does, those are non-sterile areas of the body. So what I would do, since now it looks like peeing in the pool is the in vogue thing to do, right? Tell your kids just don't get their mouths or don't open your eyes underwater. I would just do that. And explain to them what gonorrhea and chlamydia and syphilitic chancres are. They'll understand. Sports scientist Professor Greg White says there is no evidence to suggest the tape. Actually, what tape? Oh, they're now talking about the sports tape. Oh, remember the sports tape that you would see everybody wear, the pink and the orange? You're like, what the hell is that? But it helped people, and I thought it was cool. I don't care if there really wasn't science behind it. I thought strapping yourself with tape, right, if it helps bring circulation to the muscle. Look, the Americans kicked ass this last Olympics. So as far as I'm concerned, you want to put tape on your body. You want to put Avenger stickers. You want to wear a Spidey mask. I don't give a heart and doot. Whatever it takes for you to ethically and legally win these sports, do it. I'm for that. And, I mean, I guess I'm not swimming in the pool. So if the Americans want to intimidate the others by peeing up the pool, farting in the pool, you know what? They did a damn good job. Let them do it. All right, guys, don't go away. More Dr. Dolly at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. the most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.